This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you, Tom, and good Wednesday, everybody. Good to have you listening in on BPN Radio, this special prophetic session today. Normally, we don't have prophecy on Wednesday, but we had such an incredible response yesterday, and there was such an incredible anointing in the studio that I said, let's do it again today, because we had so many people that I was unable to pray for. And I guess hundreds of people have left their names over the past few weeks. You know, I apologize that I can't get to everybody, but I'm working on it every week. We're having Prophetic Tuesday, and this week we're having Prophetic Tuesday and Prophetic Wednesday. So it's good to have you listening on BPN Radio. It's going to be a great hour. So I want you to stay tuned, and I want to welcome you to BPN Radio. We're broadcasting live from 10 to 11 o'clock here on this Wednesday, and we're broadcasting from Prayer Central here in Austin, Texas, and this is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, celebrating 50 years in the ministry around the clock, around the globe. We're keeping the fire burning on the altar. We're a member of the Breakout Prayer Network, and each day we're keeping the watch of the Lord, according to 2 Chronicles 23:6, which says, "And all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord." We're watching and praying just as Jesus taught us to do. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our BPN programs may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we are delighted that you're listening. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn, supported by you, our loyal listeners, and every day Aliona Pachuca is with me, and it's helping me with the engineering, and I appreciate her. So appreciate you, our loyal listeners, and I don't mention this very often, but we would appreciate your monthly sponsors. Your sponsorship on BPN Radio. We definitely need monthly sponsors. Everybody needs partners, and so if you'd like to partner with us every month, all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, go down to the bottom of the page, use your PayPal credit card or debit card, and there's a recurring place, a recurring box when you go there, and you can support us on a monthly basis. Even Jesus had partners, so we all need partners, and we have 6 or 7 employees here at BPN Radio, and every month it's a faith walk, but you know, people that really believe in us are the ones that are supporting us every month, and we are very, very, very thankful and very grateful. If you want to send us a check, you can make your check payable to Breakout Ministries, and that's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. That's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709, and that is Breakout Ministry. So it's a wow. It's a delight to have you listening today. And of course, there are people that will be listening throughout the day. I apologize. I was giving out a phone number yesterday, but that phone number was only good between 10 and 11 o'clock Central Daylight Time. So during our live broadcasting, but people are listening throughout the day. And I realize that I'm giving prophetic words for people that may not be listening from 10 to 11 o'clock, but they're listening throughout the day. And you say, well, when are you on throughout the day? Well, I'm on at the 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, noon, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 10, 11. So throughout the day. Then we have other programs today throughout the day. And today, Callie Hargraves is on with the Warrior Watch. And she has a great following among women that are very bold in their faith. And she's on at 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock. And then, of course, Devin and Rhonda Kins are on at 4 o'clock, 9 o'clock. And they have a tremendous program, the Isaiah 60 Watch. Throughout the day, around the clock, of course, Night Watch. My granddaughter, Brittany Greenlee, hosts Night Watch. every night of the week from midnight till 5 a.m. She's playing worship music and praying and giving scripture. It's just a great time. Good to have you listening. This is going to be a wonderful prophetic program today. I just tell you, I'm all excited, and I'm ready to prophesy, because I know that one word from God can change your life forever. So let's get ready to receive a word from the Lord, because I know that one word from God can change your life forever.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayers. I hear the songs in the silence. I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Oh yes, oh yes.
Most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. We'll call on the name of the Lord, for He is the one who can save. He is the giver of life to the world. We'll hunger and thirst for your word, for here we will meet you, Lord. The voice of the living God, Jesus Christ.
I love to hear the voice of the Lord, and today I'm prophesying on BPN Radio. I'm going to get right to it, because I have a lot of people to give a word for. Remember, if I prophesy over you today, it could be a now word, something God is doing in your life. It could be a future word. It could be a confirming word, a word you already heard before. It could be a new word, something you've never heard. And remember, you don't have to receive a prophetic word. You've got to bear witness to it, and you cannot bear witness to it with your mind. Your mind does not have the capability of receiving a word from the Lord. You must receive it by your spirit. With your spirit, and then you write it down, and then you begin to declare that word. You must speak the word. You hear it, you see it, and then you say it. You literally, I believe, speak your worlds into existence. And I know that one word from God can change your life forever. Remember, if I give you a word today, it's only a word. It's not a chapter or a book or a volume. It's a word. And usually it may only be one sentence or two sentences or just a few words. And because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13, we know in part, prophesy in part. And so it's only a partial word. And so I love to pray for people, and I've been prophesying for a long time. I've been serving as a prophetic voice in America of the nations of the world now since 1985, and I've been prophesying longer than that. But I've been confirmed by other prophets and apostles, and so every prophet prophesies, but not everyone who prophesies is a prophet. So you got to discern it, see if you bear witness to it. Because I believe that God can work in your life. And so I'm going to start prophesying today. I'm going to get right to it. There is a man that wrote me and said that he was listening at the fire station 11 o'clock last night when I called his name out. And I just want to forewarn some of you that I'm calling some names out. I'm calling for Zyra Z, Don K, Fran V, Allie M, Kimberly B, Kitty F, Paula S, and then Adam M. And there are some others that I already have your names lined up here. And don't know for sure what I'm going to say, but the Holy Spirit's going to tell me, give me a word for you. Because the Bible says that we operate according to our measure of faith. So, Adam M. heard me at the fire station. And of course, it was a rebroadcast throughout the day. But I declare that God is at work, and I declare that your hunger and your thirst for God is overwhelming. And you are living in a season, because I believe there's different seasons of our lives. But Adam, you are living in a season of tremendous anticipation, and you're just being overwhelmed with hunger and thirst. Remember Jesus said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. And just that hunger for God and that thirst for God is overwhelming. And those things that seem so important in days gone by are minuscule. They are minute. But those things that seem less important in days gone by are becoming very major in your life. And I bless you, Adam M. And Allie M., remember that encounter. Hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Allie. Remember that encounter with the Holy Spirit when you were 12 or 13 years old. The Holy Spirit spoke to you, and you may say in your heart, well, some years have gone by, and can I recapture those times? Because I've let a lot of opportunities pass me by. But you got to know that opportunities are coming back around again, back around again, and you need to latch hold of those things that were so in your heart during those encounters that you had with the Holy Spirit when you were 12 or 13 years old. Fran V, I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you today, prepare to live and not die. Make no small plans to live and begin to make announcements. Yesterday was a day that I had people making announcements, calling in on the phone. And so make no small plans. Make some announcements to your friends about some things that are in your heart that you're going to do. And the spirit of faith will begin to increase in your life. And the spirit of faith will overwhelm every physical disorder that is in your body. Paula S., I hear the Lord saying that the joy of the Lord is your strength, and you are a woman of great joy, and you're going to bring joy to a lot of people. People are just going to get in your presence, and they are going to start laughing. And you're going to say things like, what are you laughing about? And they're going to say, well, I don't know. But there's going to be an impartation of tremendous joy, Paula, from you and to other people. You are experiencing or either moving to a season of the greatest time of joy in your life, and there's going to be an impartation. Kitty F., I just declare that you're a woman of great influence, and God is opening doors for you into the realm of people that are tremendous artists. And, you know, people that are artistic are a group of people that we have not really tapped into, I believe, to the extent that the Holy Ghost wants us to tap into, because they have so many creative ideas, God thoughts, witty inventions. And Kitty F., I just believe that God is bringing you into relationships, has given you an open door, whether you are an artist, you may be an artist, I don't know. But whether you're an artist or not an artist, you're entering into that zone, that creative zone. And I bless you right now in Jesus' name. Kimberly B., I bless you, Kimberly. And there is no small thing that God is doing in your life. I believe that God is making room for your life. He's making room for the big, and I see you moving into a very big place. And the Lord has made room for you, and I bless you right now in Jesus' name. Shelley P., I bless you, Shelley P. I declare that God is at work, and you must not accept second best. You must not accept second best. There are so you know, I just the scripture just comes to my spirit as I pray for you, Shelley. You started out strong, and who hath hindered you that you did run well? So you've allowed some other people to get right in your face, right in your pathway. And have you ever seen anybody, you just be walking along and somebody would just come and just stop you and just get right in your face and start talking to you? That's what's happened in your life, Shelley P. There is people that have gotten in your face and said things that you received that you should never have received. And so I break every curse word that people spoke to you that were in your face. I'm not talking about people that said those things on your phone, on your smartphone, or those that texted you. I'm talking about people that got within 3 or 4 inches of your faith and began to say things that you have had a hard time overcoming. And so you were running well, but somebody hindered you. So I break that. I break every word curse, and I declare in Jesus' name that you are to set yourself in agreement right now, and the spirit of bondage is broken in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And Kimberly M., I declare by the Holy Ghost that the Holy Spirit is saying to you, it's time to move on. It is time to move on. It is time to move on. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying there's a dawning of a new day in your life and a new relationship in your life that's going to bring you great joy and great happiness and great peace. I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And L'Oreal, write your story in Jesus' name. Write your stories. And I believe that God has just given you a tremendous gift of writing, and I bless you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Catherine D., you are one that brings people to, I believe, let me say this, a precursor to that. There are people that needs to celebrate. If you've listened to me very long on BPN Radio, you know how much I love to celebrate. I celebrate anniversaries. Gene and I, we have written down all 56 of our anniversary celebrations, where we were at, what we were doing, where we ate at. And she has kept a record of all 56 because we celebrate. And Catherine, there are some people that don't know how to have a party. I'm not talking about a drunken party, unless it's a Holy Ghost drunken party. I'm talking about a party where they celebrate. And you are going to celebrate people's lives. You're going to help people celebrate. And you are going to have a bright future in throwing major celebrations. And you're not doing it for free unless the Holy Spirit talks to you about that. And so in Jesus' name, I bless you because you're one that helps people celebrate. A lot of people don't know how to do it. Joyce W., you have such an incredible gift to get things started. And you have helped other people get things started, and they did not know how to continue. There was no continuation. It's time that you you started your own field. God has given your own field. You have been faithful in helping other people in their field. And, you know, the Bible says that if we are faithful to help people in their field, that you would help, other people would come and help you in your field. And so I declare, Joyce W., that God has given you ownership over your own field. Other people are going to come and help you. Could be a now word, future word, confirming word, or new word. Jessica R., what a pleasure it is to know you and your husband, Donnie. And Donnie and Jessica, I bless the two of y'all. And you have brought Gene and I great joy. I declare the will of God be done in your life. In Jesus' name. And I declare that there's so many things happening. And you have been so wonderful to work with children and young people. But I declare that in days to come, you're going to start a college or university that is going to bear your name. And you're going to be able to help people get their degrees that have never been able to get their degree. You know, there's a lot of people, the major dream in their life is to have a college education. And I finally got a college degree when I was 36 years old. And then I was awarded a doctorate when I was in my 40s. But it took me a while. And so there are people out there that started and they never finished. And so you're going to have a program, a college, a university, a college program that bears your name. And you're going to help many, many people find a way to get their degree. And it's not going to be the normal. It's not going to be the traditional way. But the Holy Spirit is going to show you, and you're going to have major. One of the things that I've thought about is when I completed my my requirements to receive my BA degree, that I was invited to Los Angeles and invited to walk the platform and attend my ceremony. I didn't do it. I wish I had. What I'm saying over you, Jessica, that you're going to help many, many people walk across the stage, even if they've graduated in from another university. I know this is kind of wild, far out, but even if they graduated from another university, they're going to walk. They're going to walk the platform and be a part of a major ceremony, and the speaker and the party just going to be amazing. So, Jessica, you just go for it. Doug, I prophesy over you that you are a man of the Word, and the Word is deep inside of you. And Doug P., that's who I'm prophesying over, Doug P., the Word is so powerful inside of you, and you're going to be able to memorize the Word. You know, one of the things that really helped me in the early years of my ministry, was that I was able to memorize the Word, and it's amazing what memorizing the Word will do in your life. It's just awesome. And so I just pray over you as you memorize the Word, that you're going to begin to teach other people how to memorize Scripture. It's going to be quite powerful. Father, I just thank you for this Wednesday, this prophetic session here on BPN Radio, in Jesus' name. And Lord, I know it's no small thing what I'm doing today, because even as I'm prophesying over certain people, other people are getting a word. And some people are saying, that word's for me. That's my word. Even though they may be calling another person's name. And so other people, even though I may not be calling their name, they're getting revelation today. In Jesus' name, Barry S., I pray over you right now in the name of the Lord, over you and Laura. I just declare that God is at work in your lives, and you are missionaries. You are missionaries, and God has given you favor, and He has given you favor in nations of the world, and you must not hesitate to ask. You must not hesitate to ask. You must declare that we are missionaries, and we are missionaries to nations of the world. And God is opening mega doors for you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Rachel T., if you want to, you can. You already have the green light. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? And I just have this word for you, that the door of affection, I'm talking about an affection that you have in your heart. There's some people that are doing things they have no affection for. You know why I'm on behind this radio microphone speaking to people across America and around the world? Because I have great affection for what I'm doing. I have great affection, and I love what I'm doing. And why should you do something that you have no affection for? I declare the door of affection is opening for you now. In Jesus' name. And over you, Cassie S. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Cassie S. And you know, Satan has tried to steal so many years of your childhood, so many years of your youth. And I declare that God is restoring the years, the cankerworm, the grasshopper, the caterpillar, and the abuse that has happened in your life that have stolen from you, your childhood. I declare that God is restoring those years back to you. And I declare that you're going to minister to so many young people, so many people that their youth has been stolen, even young people. In Jesus' name, I declare it in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Heather W., I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And I declare that God is preparing a clear path for you and your husband, JT, and your family to run on. You are a family unit, and you're going to work together as a family, and you are going to be a thriving example of how families can work together in a territory that God has given them. And so I declare in Jesus' name that there is an open door an open door which leads to an open field that all of you are going to work together. It's going to be quite marvelous, and the hand of God is going to do extraordinary things for you. Hallelujah. So don't look to the right nor to the left. Don't be distracted by voices that would say, come here, come there, do this, do that. Remember, I'm giving you a clear path to run on. The hand of God is upon you, and the season that you're about to enter into is one that you've been prepared for a long, long time. Jose C. Jose, you're a mighty man of God. I declare the spirit of evangelism is upon you. And there is many that are waiting for you to move into your place, because once you get into your place, other people are going to be able to take their place with you in your place. And so I declare in Jesus' name that the hand of God is mightily upon you, and the Holy Spirit is wanting you to move into your place. Tom O. Yep. Tom O. You have a great gift of persuasion. The hand of God is upon you, and you are one that persuades people in order to make the proper deal. You are a deal maker, and I bless you right now. Sharon T. from out in California. Sharon, I bless you. You're a woman that hears the voice of God. I just see a big mark of obedience upon your life, a mark of obedience, and that you're willing to obey Him. And I just want to say the Holy Spirit is just speaking to me today that you have great favor with Him. You need to be asking more. Don't ask for any small things. Believe God for extraordinary things. And Penny M, the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. And the servant of God, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, the servant of God must not strive. Must not strive. And you have spent so much time and energy trying to not only fix things in your own life, but fixing things in other people's lives. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you have taken far too much responsibility for other people. You've taken their responsibilities when they should be taking responsibilities for themselves. And so I declare in Jesus' name that His yoke is easy and His burden is light. And so you need to allow the Holy Spirit to help you just to remove all of this weighty matters. It's not even your responsibility off of your shoulders. And you can move into that place of rest. And out of that rest, there's going to come restoration of your health and your emotions. Deborah P., I bless you, young lady. I declare that God is at work in your life in Jesus' name. And you are a dreamer, and you are gathering people together to share your dreams. Not people that's going to throw you in the pit like they did Joseph, but you're gathering people that will share your dreams because you are a true entrepreneur, and there's going to be many people that will buy into your dreams, and there's going to be a great value put on your time. And those things that you have learned and those things that you know and those things that are in your hand. So I bless you, Deborah, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And I pray over you, Myron H. Myron H., in Jesus' name. I just declare that you have an incredible gift of a public speaker. And you have the ability to take notes. I just see you writing note after note after note in preparation for the seminars that you're going to be conducting in due season, in due time. And Vicky M., I bless you. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you must discard all time wasters and set yourself into a place of rest, because out of your rest is going to come revelation. And you must no longer allow people to have entrance into your life that are full of conflict, strife. And for too long, there has been envy and strife in your life and in your family. And I declare that today that you must proclaim enough is enough. And I'm just not going to I'm not going to tolerate any more strife in my life. I'm not going to put up with it. And I'm going to say enough is enough. And, you know, if we, you know, sometimes we have to eliminate certain people out of our lives. That's causing friction. They cause discord. They cause strife. You know, the Bible said, well, there's envy and strife. There's every evil work. And sometimes we allow it to continue on and on and on. But today is the day that that you set some boundaries. And today is a boundary setting day. And I declare it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen and amen and amen. Don K., I bless you right now in the name of the Lord. I bless you and your wife in Jesus' name. And that great passion to do the will of God. And there's been so many misunderstandings in your life. And sometimes you dwell so long on the misunderstandings. And sometimes you spend too much time trying to correct misunderstandings. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying, you just got to move forward. Just move on. Move on. Move forward. And keep going forward. Forward. I believe I need to pause and play a song for you. You know, music is so powerful. It is so powerful. And what I try to do here on BPN Radio, I try to play songs that corresponds with what I'm praying about or what I'm talking about or what I'm saying. And sometimes we just need a song to correspond with whatever we are saying and whatever the Holy Spirit is saying and whatever the Holy Spirit is talking about. So I'm trying to find this song for you. If I can find it, I am going to play it for you. And sometimes I can find it, and sometimes I can't find it on my song list. And, I'm just telling you to move forward. Move forward. Keep going forward. 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 Keep going forward. And I'm just going to keep saying that for a few moments. And I believe that's a word for some of you other people that's listening here today. Listening to me today here on BPN Radio. It's time that some of you just get up and keep moving. You've allowed so many circumstances, so many people, so many things, so many misunderstandings to hinder you. And as a result, you just can't keep moving. You just can't move forward. But I'm encouraging you to do that right now. In Jesus' name. I'll play a song for you, Don, for other people that need to move forward. This is a prophetic song for some of you.
What a moment you've brought me to, such a freedom I have found in you. You're the healer who makes all things new. Yeah. I'm not going back, moving ahead, here to declare to you, the past is over, you, things are made new, surrendering my life to Christ, I'm moving forward. With all power in your hands, you have given me a second chance. Hallelujah, hallelujah, yeah, 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 oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm not going back, moving ahead. Declare to you my past.
Okay. We're gonna keep moving forward, aren't we? Yeah, we are. You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time. And if you are, if you're listening throughout the day, we broadcast most every weekday morning, 10 to 11 o'clock. This is a live broadcast here on Wednesday. And I'm giving prophetic words. I really appreciate all of you that have been leaving your name on my Facebook page so I can give you a prophetic word. And can't reach everybody today, but I'm giving it a shot. Zara, Zara Z, the world is at your doorstep, Zara, in Jesus' name. And God is preparing you. I trust you have your passport. God is preparing you for some incredible opportunities to travel overseas, internationally, different places. It's an amazing. I'll never forget when the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, you're going to travel all over the world and do great exploits for God. Wow, I just couldn't hardly believe that, but I just kept saying it, speaking it. And now Gene and I've got to travel so many nations of the world. So I just speak that over you, Zara Z, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And Rachel N, I bless you, Rachel. I tell you, God's hand is upon you, and the Spirit of the Lord is holding you. He's holding you above all of the storm clouds, our difficulties, our challenges that life is attempting to bring you. I bless you right now in Jesus' name. Karen W. No good thing is it going to withhold from you. No good thing. And you have called out. And the things that you have been calling for has been for a long time. I want to give you Daniel chapter 10. The promise was true, but it was a long time coming. The promise was true, but it was a long time coming. So Karen, you don't give up, give out, or give in. You keep believing for those things that God has spoken, regardless of what time says. The promise is true, a long time coming. Kathy M., I just believe that God has given you a special gift to help put families back together. So many families have been broken apart by so many, many happenings and so many situations. I just see that God has given you a tremendous gift to minister to broken families. To broken families. Helping put the pieces back together. And Christy M.G., great favor. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying, remember from where you came from and know that God has dug out a special place for you, a special place for you, just for you. And so many times you've had to share so many, many things. But God has dug out a special place for you, and I bless you in Jesus' name. Michelle F., I declare the hand of God is upon you. You're a woman that's very sensitive to the Holy Spirit. You have a gift of mercy. You're sensitive to other people's feelings. And God has given you an incredible gift to have a word in due season for people. And that gentle spirit that operates and functions inside of you is going to open some major doors for you. And Leah W. there is an incredible gift in you to be able to explain yourself through stories and poems. And I just know that God has given you a great animated gift. A gift of animation where you're able to explain yourself and in different ways. And it's just an incredible gift that God has given you. And Lynn from way over across the pond, I bless you right now. I just declare there's productions. I see you making presentations. I see you involved in major productions. And I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And KW, I bless you, KW. There is, I just hear the Holy Spirit saying, there's been a person that's tried to make an invalid entrance into your life. And the Holy Spirit is just speaking to you about people that would try to make inordinate entrances into your life, that God is protecting you and watching over you. And these are days to be very, very sensitive to what the Holy Spirit is saying and doing in those people that are trying to make an entrance into your life. Brenda C., I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're going to help people write their biographies. You're going to write simple stories, simple short stories for a lot of people. And Wendy D., I just see God using you in the realm of education. And you're going to go far. God's going to give you an opportunity to be able to enhance your education and to expand your education. And so just get ready for those. Terry F., I bless you, Terry F. You are a great explorer. You're a man of great adventure. And there are new territories that are opening for you. And I bless you right now in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord. Amen and amen. Tara M., I just see you taking major trips into Eastern Europe. I see you taking trips into to Russia and the former Soviet Union locations. I just see that God is going to give you a major hookup there with Eastern Europe. And I even hear you speaking another language or two. So I bless you right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Wow. Boy, I love to prophesy. I just know that God is at work in people's lives in Jesus' name. And I do know that one word from God can change your life forever. Hey, Denise N. I just believe that God is going to give you a month off. He's going to provide you a month off. You are a very diligent worker, and he's just going to give you a month away so you can rest, relax, and whatever the Holy Spirit is doing in your life now, he's making preparations. Glenda J., bless you, Glenda J., the gift of the intercessor. God has given you that gift of words of knowledge. You're going to speak words of knowledge into people's lives. It's going to be quite remarkable. Kenneth B., you know, I just know that God is wanting you to do what's in your heart. And so so many times you struggle financially, but God is putting those things in your heart. I believe the dream world, the dream life we can live is do what's in our heart and get paid for it. So I just hear the Holy Spirit saying he's going to bring that about so that you can do what's in your heart and get paid for it. And I believe that's going to happen. Kimberly B., I bless you in the name of Jesus. And you are a team player, and God is putting you with a team of writers, a team of people that have great relationship, and you're going to work together as a team. You are a tremendous team member, and there are certain teams that just can't operate effectively without you. And so I just bless you right now in Jesus' name. Kathy D., why not you, and why not now? And you know, sometimes we wait. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Then there's sometimes that we are just to make application, or we are to persist. I just believe this is the season that you are to persist in Jesus' name, a season of persistence, a system, a season of persistence. And Sharon C., I just hear the Lord saying that you are to keep singing, keep writing, and know that the hand of God is upon you. And I just bless you. I'm just going to call your name because I know that you're a well-known person, Sharon Corbin. And your father was a great friend of mine. And we were involved in some different projects together. And Dr. Corbin, a tremendous man. So Sharon, I bless you. I bless your singing. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're going to go into a recording studio. And you're going to record some of those incredible songs that you've recorded in days gone by. So I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And Shelly J., you have a bright future. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying you're to choose your friends very carefully. Very carefully. Hey, Asher, the Lord is on your side. And you're bringing, God's bringing you some incredible business situations. And I see you signing major contracts. Major contracts. It's going to be quite remarkable. And William G.C. William G.C. And I'm not calling last names because some people don't, they just don't want their last name given on the radio, and I understand that. And so William G.C., you have the gifting of an attorney. You're the one that's able to make a deal. And I just see that you are, you're making a case for the plaintiff. Major cases in major situations for the plaintiff. I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And Keith R., I declare that the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. And I just tell you today, that there are things that God has placed in your heart from days gone by. It did not work out, but do it again. Go again, say it again, and let the Holy Ghost work in your life in a very special way. And Judy P., in Jesus' name, you know, there is a great reward for people that are faithful. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you've been a faithful woman. And you just need to accept. The Bible says concerning giving and receiving, there's a lot of people that they are able to give, but they just can't receive. So I just hear the Holy Spirit saying you to put your hands out into a posture of receptivity. And if you'll do that, it's amazing what can happen as you get ready to receive in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And Judy H., I just hear the Lord saying that when one season is over, another season begins. And I declare the most exciting season of your life is now in motion. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I just declare over you, PSTS, PSTS, there are nations and cities and communities that are calling your name and saying, would you come here? And you're even going to be awakened during the night and hear those voices. And Tammy D.R., it's a time of great celebration. And don't just celebrate for a short time. Celebrate for a long time. It's a day of great celebration in your life. I want to say this. There are names that I'm looking at right now. And next Tuesday, I'll go again. Next Tuesday. In the meantime, here's what I want you to do. I want you to keep praying and say, Lord, I know that one word from God can change my life forever. I have a book entitled God Assignments. And if you'll go there to letspraymerica.com, letspraymerica.com, and click on resources, you'll find my book, God Assignments, and I give a lot of instructions about the prophetic, and that you can get a hold of that and teach you how to listen to the voice of God, how to receive a word from God. And also, if you're listening today or tonight, whenever you're listening to this broadcast on this Wednesday, or you have you have received prophetic words before. We're posting all the prophetic sessions on our Breakout Radio Church website. Here's what you do. You go to breakoutradiochurch.com, breakoutradiochurch.com, and over on the left column, on the left-hand side, it has got these words. I'm going to give you the words that you look for. It's called Prophetic Sessions. And you just go to Prophetic Sessions on breakoutradiochurch.com, and all the prophetic words and prophetic sessions that I've been giving here on BPN Radio will be on there, so you can listen to the words that I'm giving, and you'll be blessed. Remember, tomorrow on BPN Radio is going to be 2 hours of intercession, and you know that this is a prayer network. And I'm praying and prophesying today, but tomorrow is going to be a day, and I'm going to have some of my prayer leaders that's going to be on with me. And tomorrow we're going to be interceding for special needs. If you have a special need, you might just want to send that to breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com, or you could even put it on my Facebook page, and message me. And, of course, that will be private. But tomorrow is going to be a great time from 10 till noon Central Daylight Time. It's going to be a time we're going to be praying and interceding. We'll be praying and interceding for President Donald Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, for the confirmation of Judge Neil Gorsuch and the health care bill. Big day tomorrow happening in America. We're going to be interceding. We pray right now for Donald Trump, President Donald Trump. This is a really big week for him. And we pray for Judge Neil Gorsuch as he goes before the Senate Judiciary Committee today. And I pray for you. I pray the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life in Jesus' name. And that because God has a good plan. It's not an evil plan. It's a good plan to do what? To give you a future and a hope. So thank you for joining me today here on BPN Radio. I sure love you. I'm thankful that I can sit or stand behind this microphone and be able to speak to people all across America. It is surreal. It's a dream come true, and I'm excited. Next week, we're going to celebrate our very first year of live broadcasting on BPN Radio. So we love to celebrate. You have a wonderful day, and continue to listen to BPN Radio. And because we have great broadcasting. Delvin Kinzer is next with the news, so stay tuned throughout the day on BPN Radio as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.